At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
About 2 years ago, I worked in a movie store inside a mall. I've had tons of strange experiences with customers, but this one definitely tops them off. I was 20 at the time. This guy was over 6 feet, late 40s, very hefty, and always had this weird zombified expression on his face. He came in about once a week. One of my coworkers had even warned me about him, how he was a little off, but I still treated him with as much respect as I did everyone else. One day, he came in and we talked for a bit, but he got a little awkward and I kept trying to end the conversation and look busy by tagging items behind the counter. He stood there in silence, watching me for about 20 minutes and finally left. A few days later, he comes back in and walks up to me, holding a large container. He says, "I made 4 pounds of enchiladas at home today, just for you. I remember you like Mexican food." I don't remember at all telling him that I liked it, but I do know that I went to the Mexican restaurant across the way every lunch break. I just politely accepted it and put it in the back office. I was convinced he used his jizz for it. A few days later, he came back in and had a drawing for me of a dragon. Now, I love dragons, but I never told him that. This drawing looked like it took hours to make, and at this point I was a little freaked out. I had him leave it on the counter so I could just throw it away later. Later on, I was given about a week's vacation. During that week, I had cut my hair about 12 inches. The day I came back, I got a shift with my manager. I told her about the guy, and immediately she was weirded out for me. A few minutes later, I see the guy walking around in the mall. He was going towards the exit and didn't look at me once. My manager tells me to go to the back office. I go and wait until she comes to get me. And when she does, she tells me I need to make a report to mall security immediately. Apparently, when I ran back there, he turned around to come in and walked all throughout the store. When she asked him if he needed help with something, he said, "I can't believe she cut her hair," and briskly walked out. I went to the mall security office to make a report, and we went through all these videos from the cameras of when the guy came to visit me. But there was one video that really stood out. It still sends chills throughout my body, just thinking about it. The video shows him pulling into the parking lot of the mall, and about 3 minutes later, I arrive. This was really early in the morning, and no customers were here yet, but the cars were in the lot. I didn't notice him at all. It shows me walking towards the entrance and him following me. Right as I open the entrance door, the man starts sprinting towards me. I walked inside just in time. It shows him stop and just stand in front of the door, watching me through the glass, walk a little further away. He begins walking normally inside the mall. I never notice him behind me. It was like watching the last footage before a kidnapping, murder on Dateline or something. The video gave me the security every reason to ban him from the mall, and they did. They later told me, when they gave him a background check, he had 4 counts of having child pornography on his person and was on probation. So, this happened to me about 5 years ago, while I was 9 months pregnant. It was Christmas shopping at the mall, with my then 7 and 15 year old daughters one Saturday night in a very safe city with a very low crime rate. There was an Applebee's connected to the mall, and we ended our shopping pretty late, and the mall stores were starting to close. So I took my kids to the Applebee's for a late dinner. We finish up eating at around 10 p.m. and leave out the Applebee's entrance into the practically deserted parking lot with shopping bags in hand. As we got to the car, I was in the middle of maneuvering the shopping bags on my arms to find my keys when a 50-ish year old crusty looking man starts walking up from somewhere in the parking lot with shaggy gray-white hair and a faded flannel shirt and old jeans. I noticed him briskly approaching when he was about 40 feet away, and he said, "This is a stick-up. Give me all of your money." My blood ran cold, and I stared at him, owlishly, and shakingly said, "What?" He then said he was just kidding, and came up and stood right next to my daughters, who were standing on the other side of the car, waiting for me to unlock the car to let them in. He starts making small talk with me and my girls. He's asking things like if they were good girls for Santa, how old they are, if we got all of our Christmas shopping done, what kind of things did we get, etc. He didn't seem drunk, high, slow, or mentally challenged at all. He was very coherent and seemed to have a sound mind. Mind you, I was a heavily pregnant woman, alone with my two daughters in a mostly deserted parking lot at 10 o'clock at night, who was being approached by a stranger who came and stood right next to my kids on the other side of the car, just shooting the breeze, talking to me and my kids with his hands in his pockets and occasionally looking over his shoulder. I didn't want to aggravate him, so I was politely conversing with him and trying to look calm and nonchalant while trying to disguise my frantic hands digging inside my giant purse for my car keys. This exchange went on for a couple of minutes while he periodically kept looking over his shoulder. I was silently panicking and trying to politely keep the situation from escalating by calmly and nonchalantly talking to him, while also trying in vain to find my damn car keys to get us out of there. I felt that at any moment he was gonna pull a knife or a gun, or rob me, and my kids were right next to him, away from their mother on the other side of the car. While still desperately digging for my keys, I tried to politely give him hints that the conversation was over. My polite attempts to get this guy to leave wasn't working, because he kept sidestepping my attempts and asking them what their favorite school subjects are and how nice young ladies they were. Then I suddenly felt this sinking feeling of dread when I realized that I may have lost my keys in the mall and that we were stuck outside with this strange man who kept looking over his shoulders and was showing no signs of walking away. And I was thinking that he was waiting for the perfect moment to pounce. Then he all of a sudden was all like, "Okay, it was nice talking with you. See you later." And walked off in the same direction as to which he came. It wasn't until then I found my car keys and unlocked the car and told my kids to get in fast. And I got in too and locked the doors and started the car and drove the hell out of there. My 15-year-old lightheartedly and jokingly said, "Okay, that was weird," and laughed. I was overwhelmed with relief, and then I was confused over what just happened. But being that nothing bad happened, I brushed it off and joked about it too. When we got home, my husband greeted us and asked us how shopping went. And I said it went well. And my 15-year-old told him what had happened in the parking lot and how weird it was, and was kind of joking about it. I started joking about it too, saying how I was mentally having a panic attack while trying to look calm, and I started making fun of myself by telling my husband how I was attempting to inconspicuously rummage through my purse to find my car keys. My husband went completely white and I acknowledged his horrified look of alarm, and I assured him that, albeit creepy, the guy was just talking and eventually left on his own. Now, my father-in-law is a retired sheriff's deputy, and my husband went through police academy training after graduating high school. What my husband told me completely rattled me to the bone. My husband told me that he was 100% sure that the reason why the guy was hanging around and chit-chatting was because he was waiting for me to unlock my car. And the reason why he was standing next to our kids was because once I unlocked the car and the kids started to get inside, he was most likely going to force himself into the car with the kids and hold a knife or gun to them to gain leverage on me to force me to cooperate, knowing I wouldn't abandon my kids, which would force me to get into the car with them and do whatever he wanted me to do, which most likely would be to drive to a remote location to do God knows what. And being that he wasn't wearing a mask suggests that his intentions were also to leave no witnesses to identify him.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.